To start with Walt Disney. I think Walt Disney is the cleverest monster company I have ever known since I realized how powerful it is today. The strategy is very clever. They don't take very clear political positions. They remain neutral. And so, for example, a few years ago, when people realized China is becoming the most economic, has the most economic potential, they immediately made a film about Mulan. And then a few years ago, before that, it was Aladdin. And then when people started to criticize about, oh, this love story, living happily ever after, they play with that and they made Shrek 2, 3, and 4. And then they also now made a twist of their the famous fairy tale of the frog princess. Now it's the other way around. So in a way, I think they are very creative. They don't. They change. They change according to the market. And it's very convenient and very contagious at the same time, because their target is children. So children grew up with this ideology, with this belief, belief of something very abstract, like love, like justice, with power. And the parents today, even if the parents are very intellectual, very critical, but they need a family time. They need time to relax, and the easiest way to do this is to give them a Walt Disney movie, so they can have 2 hours of peace. I am not judging the parents. I'm not saying this is not correct. I'm just saying it's very convenient. And for this reason, I think Walt Disney is very successful in terms of penetrating the thoughts of the contemporary culture. And I have been thinking about Walt Disney for a long time. In fact, I wanted to do my PhD on this topic in relation to animality, because I feel this Walt Disney is really responsible for, in my opinion. I feel Walt Disney is really responsible for the distance I think Disney takes a large part of the responsibility of removing we humans away from the wilderness. I mean, media, of course, they use media very successfully, but I think especially in the animations they made, like Mickey Mouse, a lot of Pluto, a lot of their characters, they humanize or they they gave those animals personalities, and make them behave like, or they portrayed them like humans. And these characters now have a dominant, they are like icons. So when you think about mice, you think about Mickey Mouse. Bambi Hunter is one of my attempts to try to provoke people to think about the impact of Disney in our life today, because Bambi is one of the starting points for Disney, and they adopted this very famous novel, and they changed the setting to make Bambi very vulnerable and very adorable, very cute. So it seems like with such innocent animal, how is it possible to kill the real Bambi, let's say the real deer? And so hunting suddenly becomes is criticized, and in the animal rights movement, you know, hunting becomes almost like a very savage kind of behavior. But in reality, I think hunting in one way is also necessary to keep the balance in the forest, and not to forget when the human civilization first started, we were hunters. But now in the 21st century, our first encounter with real animals, it's either domestic pets like dogs or cats or birds, or Walt Disney, probably Walt Disney first. And then the next closest is the zoo. You go to the zoo, you see the animals behind the bars in the cage. So in a way, our real understanding of the wilderness, the animals, is very constructed, is very protected, and it's like we walk with a big bubbles, and I don't know if this is actually healthy. I think gradually we lose our immune system to cope with the nature, to understand what is happening in our body or the surroundings, the environment. And I think this shows in a lot of the ecological crisis we are facing today, is because we lose this connection with our environment.
Thank you very much.